I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, and I have the joy of bringing us God's Word titled Intergenerational Provision. Intergenerational Provision. And that means provision from generation to generation. As I bring you this word titled Intergenerational Provision, my prayer is that God will provide not just for your generation, but He will provide for the generation that comes out of you and the generation that comes out of the generation that comes out of you. In other words, your generation, your children, your grandchildren, and your grandchildren. And may I declare, even as I get started right now, God has enough supplies to supply for you now and to supply for generations to come. And therefore, you don't have to worry at all. What I've just stated was David's conviction. And I'll read something from this, a Psalm of David, Psalm 37. It's a famous Psalm, verse 25. This is what David says, verse 25 and verse 26 of Psalm 37. I was young, and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging for bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. Two things I want to say about this intergenerational blessing. Number one, it is a provision, and also, of course, a blessing. It's a provision that is guaranteed, guaranteed provision. But number two, it's a provision that is generous, generous provision. Now, a guaranteed provision. In verse 25, what did we read? Psalm 37, verse 25. What did we read? David saying, I was young and now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. May I say this, that the provision God is going to extend to you is guaranteed. Why? Because the one who is the source of our provision is alive. Jesus rose from the dead and is the one commanding the storehouses of heaven. For that reason, it is guaranteed. Then God owns everything. And so there is no time God will ever say, during the time of your children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, God will ever say, Imeisha, yani, I have finished the provisions. This is something that is already guaranteed and God is going to provide. And that is why David is able to say, I have never seen the righteous forsaken and or their children begging for bread. May I declare right now that your children will never be forsaken and your children will never beg for bread. Would you receive it now in Jesus' name? You are receiving intergenerational provision. But secondly, it is a generous provision. In verse 26, they are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. The provision God will make will be such that for every generation, not only will they have enough, they will walk in the overflow. There are some people who are okay in one generation, then the next generation suffers. They don't get jobs, they're not getting money. I mean, they are really struggling. I want to say for us and for you that it will be such that every generation will have enough and even much more, and they shall be very wealthy, very successful in terms of the provisions. Psalm 112 verse 2 says, their children will be mighty in the land, the generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. So I'm talking about something that is in the overflow and is forever. So receive what I pray for today, that you may walk in intergenerational provision and receive, let this be your portion, that from you and your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, you'll never lack, and none of them shall ever beg. God bless you as you receive this portion today. In Jesus' name, amen.